News release. Talk is free theater. Not even 2 months after revealing their ambitious 2024-25 season, Talk is Free Theater, TIFT, artistic producer Arkady Spivak announced today another assortment of merriment with I Do, I Don't, I Dare, an immersive festival of plays, installations and other theatrical events centered around the theme of marriage and commitment. The festival, which includes about a dozen works taking place September 19 to 29 at various locations in and around Barrie, is curated by Nathaniel Hanula James, whose work as a playwright and performer has been seen at TIFT in recent years. "When we mounted the Giants in the Sky Festival 2 years ago," says Spivak, "it was thrilling to share performances all over town for Barrie residents and visitors to enjoy. I am very excited by the assortment and range of works Nathaniel has put together for I Do, I Don't, I Dare, and can't wait for people to come and discover something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. Please." The flagship production of the festival is White Taffeta Silk, or Don't Do It Bestie. September 19 to 29, a new play written by Hanula James and directed by Sadie Berlin. In the nowhere town of Peplum, Ont, 3 days before prom, two teenagers steal a wedding dress and unleash a frightful force. Staged in a laundry room at Barrie's Hampton Inn and Suites, 74 Brine Drive, this short play is a claustrophobic horror comedy about the meaning of marriage, and the desire to keep your loved ones close. In a cabaret set in Scotland, Dylan Meighan Chiblow tells his own story in an Ojibwe Outlander in Glasgow, September 21 to 29, about going abroad in his early 20s to find himself again, only to be swept up in a Gaelic romance. Meighan Chiblow's life-changing and charming story will be staged at Donnelly's Irish Public House, 28 Dunlop Street East. The Springwater Provincial Park, 1331 on 26, Midhurst, Main Pavilion will serve as an idyllic backdrop for New Forest Voices, a short series of new plays in development, which will receive readings on September 29. Something Old, by Kina Vu, is the story of a bride-to-be who faces adversity when trying to have a perfect wedding that honors her heritage. In a story about forging a path toward redemption, Baby, by Iris Rion, is about a 12-year-old on the cusp of womanhood forced to navigate misinformation about reproductive biology taught by the fundamentalist cult where she resides. Guests are playfully encouraged to bring a picnic and dress as a woodland creature or in their most fashionable foliage. Confirmed to appear are regular TIFT performers Jake Epstein, Vanessa Smythe and Arlene Duncan, with other artists to be revealed as the festival approaches. Installations. Japanese artist Aitaru Sasaki created the first Telephone of the Wind in 2010 to help him cope with his cousin's death. Following the 2011 tsunami in Japan, Sasaki relocated the phone to the town with the most recorded missing persons, which has now become a place where people from all over the world go to call loved ones they have lost. Over the years, many wind phones have been erected around the globe, and for the duration of the festival, one can be found in Meridian Place, 30 Simcoe Street. With Confess to the Dress, designers Jaewon Kong, Julia Kim, Bianca Guimaraes de Manuel, and Christine Ting Huan Urquhart were asked to create wedding dress installations around a theme of their choice. The dresses will be placed in top-secret locations around downtown Barrie for people to find, with clues to their whereabouts to be revealed on TIFT's website as the festival approaches. Those who locate the dresses will be invited to write a letter to the dress itself, inspired by the artwork they are beholding, and the dress just might write them back. Theatrical events. Inspired by mammalian diving reflexes, internationally acclaimed social acupuncture workshops and performances, Everyone is Interesting, The Committed Edition, created in collaboration with Darren O'Donnell, is a community walking project that aims to explore, play with, and unite the individuals who call Barrie home. The experience takes place on September 21 and 22 and departs from the Barrie Cenotaph at Meridian Square, 30 Simcoe Street. Still Life of a Wedding, September 21 and 22, by Other Hearts Collective, is a series of performances that recontextualize our key moments of ceremony and community through the lens of a post-human world, rendering these familiar moments both strange and strangely beautiful. This reflection on the ephemeral nature of human culture will take place at the Barry by the Bay Commercial Complex, 80 Bradford Street. For anyone who has ever considered advice about love, relationships, or life in general, the Marriage Council, September 28 and 29, might be for them. Richard Lamb devises and facilitates a panel of historical figures who give completely unreliable guidance to willing singles, couples and even trios, also at the Barry by the Bay Commercial Complex. Performance art drag duo XLQ hosts New Vows, September 28, at Chasing New York Men's Lifestyle Boutique, 150 Dunlop Street E, number 104 and 105, calling all people with a special someone with whom they want to renew their vows. Spouses, partners, friends and singles are invited to experience this participatory event that unearths the beauty in commitments old and new. There will also be a handful of flash performances on Samson Salon and Spa Balcony, 50 Dunlop Street East, for passers-by to take in on September 21, 22, 28 and 29. A variety of performers will deliver a series of brief manifestos and hot takes on marriage, relationships, and the nature of love, written by Eden Middleton and Mitchell Raphael. Admission to the festival's events varies from free to $25, plus HST, depending on the piece. Patrons are invited to visit the I Do, I Don't, I Dare festival page at www.tift.ca for complete details, event schedule, and to purchase tickets. I Do, I Don't, I Dare was made possible with funding from Experience Ontario, the Ontario Cultural Attractions Fund, Simcoe County and the Department of Canadian Heritage, and through partnerships with the Aerarium Group, Beau Soleil First Nation, Bohemia Cafe, Chasing New York Men's Lifestyle Boutique, Donnelly's Irish Public House, Downtown Barrie BIA, Hampton Inn & Suites, Kennedy's Lakeside Market, and Samson Salon & Spa.